I didn't mean to be.
Should we kiss?
No.
Okay. Hello and welcome to the City. This is episode 15 of Arcade City's podcast. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
I keep forgetting we're filming these. I'm your host, Matt Stevens, and I'm joined by Warwick Hart.
Hello.
Martin Aykroyd.
Hello.
And Paul Newton.
Bonjour.
It's been a month since we last all sat around this table.
As long as that?
Yeah, because we pre-recorded the last one because I went away.
Yeah.
I kind of felt like I had to do like 4 weeks worth of news, but then I thought, I'm not.
No, I'm not.
No, we'll be talking for fucking ages, so I just thought we'll just talk about like most of the...
We'll pretend a month just didn't happen.
Yeah. So I went away on holiday. What have you guys been up to? You weren't on holiday, any of you? You've been away, haven't you?
I've been away.
Where did you go?
Well, I went to Ireland.
There's no pirates.
No pirates.
So it's going to be very difficult to do this now without being racist.
How many pirates are there in America?
I wasn't in Ireland.
That's what kind of pirates? I went. No, I didn't see any pirates.
You see any Irish?
I did not see any Irish people. No. I saw lots of Cajuns.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Mexicans, Chileans.
Didn't see any I went to a Mexican restaurant, an authentic Mexican restaurant. So they literally
soft tacos.
Yep. Yeah. So they literally slop everything on your plate. Yeah. It looks disgusting, but it tastes delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I don't think you sent us enough pictures of your food.
No.
I think I sent way too many pictures of my food. They were some pretty beastly foods I ate.
That'd be me in a few weeks' time.
Oh yeah, yeah. When are you going?
8th of June.
Yeah.
About a month.
How much driving are you doing?
Hopefully.
We did 2,000 miles.
Really?
We drove 2,000 miles in the car.
Wow. Well, we're staying in LA, so we're not going far.
I was like...
Doesn't sound too much, actually.
Drive again. It's fucking loads.
2,000.
2,000 miles in 2 weeks.
It's
really easy. It's the easiest thing ever. The thing is, though... I think because you've got a Mustang, haven't you?
No, we're not going to get a Mustang.
You're not going to do that. I was going to say you're going to be stopping for gas fucking time. And gas is pretty cheap. I mean, we were stopping. We did 2,000 miles, and all in all, we probably spent about $250 on gas.
It's not too bad, is it? I suppose.
And to be fair, I think $30 filled our tank. So that's what good. Say 20 quid. £20 is a full tank of gas.
Right.
So it's still... No, they're always complaining about their gas prices in America. But I'll tell you what, fucking hell, you should come here. I was explaining to this guy I met. He was like, how much does it cost you to fill up your tank? And I was like, well, I've got a Ford Focus. And he was like, just a little one. And I was like, well, yeah, I suppose it is compared to what you've got. But it's diesel, and it's about £60 to fill the tank with diesel. He was like, holy shit, what? And I was like, yeah, so that's about $90 to fill the tank. And he just couldn't comprehend it. He was just like, oh my God, it must be loaded. He didn't say loaded.
Still poor.
Because I paid $90 to get my car.
Yeah. So you went to Ireland. Whereabouts did you go in Ireland?
Dublin.
Dublin?
Dublin.
Did you have any Guinness in Dublin?
You know what? No, I didn't.
You didn't?
Zero Guinness. They were all right. No,
did you go to the Guinness factory?
I didn't go to the Guinness factory. We went past the Guinness factory. We went past the Jameson factory, but didn't go in the factory.
Do you like your accent?
I think we should make a pact to never do accents again.
Yeah,
this podcast.
We probably shouldn't.
Especially because our ones are pretty bad.
I outdo everyone's, so anyway. Yeah, we shouldn't do that. What have you two been up to? You non-holiday goers. You've probably just been working your arse off.
Oh, I've been working a lot.
Don't miss some days. What have you been up to, Paul?
Not a lot. My back cracked by my osteopath guy.
Yeah.
Every week.
I went to a chiropractor today. About my back.
You just say to get a proper chair.
Today was a consultation, so he was doing things like
get a chair.
He was finding out where the nerves are, the trapped nerves and things. So I was just like, and things. And he was like, you've done this, and you need to sort this out because I can't run more than about 8 kilometres without my shoulder just going.
And then we did
the 10K, and I just looked like a.
Barry.
Yeah, because as I'm running, I have to let it go all limp because otherwise it's just so painful. So I'm running like that. And I did this 10K run in Lewis before I went to America. This woman comes up next to me. She was like, have you dislocated your arm? I was like, No, I don't know what it is. She's like, okay, just like ran past me. And then like you get people like cheering you as you come around the corner, like, yeah, and then they like see me running, like, ooh, ooh. So it's like, yeah, it was really painful. But I have a trapped nerve, and they're going to try and sort that out, and it's doing my posture, because all the men in my family have quite bad postures. You might, have, I mean, I hunch.
Hunch a bit. Yeah. I am trying to set up at work like now.
But I'm, I constantly need to be more like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have the chairs at work, you like pump it, the little lumbar support. Pump it. And that does help posture, to be fair.
Does the one person in there still get angry about a chair?
Hey, which one? Say the name. Are they going to be listening to this?
I don't know, the roof one.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
Do you even know who he's going on about?
Yeah, we've had a refurb, so it shouldn't be.
Okay,
shouldn't be an issue anymore.
Should we move on to some news?
Sure.
No, yeah. I was enjoying the holiday talk.
I wasn't. I'm fucking out of the
listeners, Will. I'm not sure you're going to give a shit.
Right, item number one of the news. Call of Duty Black Ops 3 has been announced.
Well, what a fucking surprise.
Yeah.
Yes, it's coming out on the 7th of November.
No, we don't know.
So can I just... Is that the Call of Duty game for this year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is Treyarch? Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's a bit depressing.
Which means Infinity Ward will make the next one.
I'm done with Call of Duty.
Yeah. I thought Advanced Warfare was... No, because I genuinely thought I'd really enjoy Advanced Warfare because I really liked Titanfall and I was actually okay at Titanfall. Normally pretty shit as she is, but I was on the right time for. So I thought I'd really enjoy it, and then I didn't because it was still a Call of Duty game.
I like single player on it, but I didn't really play the multiplayer.
Yeah, so I've still got it. I was meant to trade it in, but I haven't gone to a physical game shop in a bit.
Right. Okay. So you've done that. Fair enough. Yeah, you went to Call of Duty.
Yeah, I used to love it, but not so much anymore. I got bored after Advanced Modern Warfare. Just it's the same game. I used to play it day, night, constantly, and I was like, I'm not buying the same game again.
Mm-hmm. I got bored after Advanced Modern Warfare.
Is that like an amalgamation of Modern Warfare and Advanced Warfare?
Wasn't even that. It's bored after Black Ops 2. I didn't even remember that. It was Black Ops.
do you remember that game? What was it? Mario, Sonic, Banjo-Kazooie, Crash Bandicoot 3.
Completed it.
Yeah, you did. Paul, you'll be buying that?
No.
Did you buy Advanced Warfare?
Yeah,
you'll be buying that.
No. Although I actually think Black Ops 2 was one of the better recent Call of Duty games.
I'm giving up.
You liked Black Ops 2, didn't you? Or 1? You had 1.
I had Black Ops 1 and I did enjoy that. But
my wife bought me Black Ops 2 and I didn't actually. Whose phone is that?
That's mine.
God damn it, Paul.
Can you be professional or just ignore it?
Are you going to answer?
Can we try and be professional? Is it Haley?
Is it Haley?
Is it the kind of thing where we put on speaker?
Private number.
Because I do a great...
We should put on speaker.
I love answering his phone.
Are you due PPI?
No.
Have you been missold PPI?
Do you not? You don't know, though. You need to speak to someone.
Yeah, you need to...
Oh, someone called me... You know, those start having a laugh with people that ring and say, according to our records, you've been in an accident in the last 3 years. I started having fun with them now. I'm like... Yeah, we lost everyone. They're like, I'm so sorry. I was like, it's really difficult to talk about. I don't think I can talk about it.
Can you please remove it from your database? God damn it.
Haunted memories. I'm in the car as we speak. For anyone who actually has been in a car accident, so I apologise profusely. Yeah. Item number 2 on the list, Star Wars Battlefront trailer.
AKA Star Wars Battlefield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Seems to be the consensus amongst the gaming community.
A wasted opportunity, no dogfights.
I've put released due in November? Question mark. Paul,
I think it is due on the 22nd of November.
November.
Yeah. Oh, I think
I think we should all get it, and we should all just let me be a Jedi.
I imagine being a Jedi has no benefit to anything else.
I was quite surprised by how good it looked. Actually,
it's amazing.
Did you play the second one?
Yeah,
I had it on the Xbox.
Did you play the second one when you came to visit me at uni?
No.
Okay. It's really good.
It wasn't in first person, though, was it? It's all third person.
It's first person apart from when you become a Jedi.
Oh. And then you can be. And it's third person.
I don't even want to put it down on it, but.
Moving on.
A Star Wars game. Like, I think the cause of the Star Wars is the fucking lightsabers.
But this is better.
I don't think it is.
Oh, you don't know because you haven't played it.
Yeah,
best Star Wars game is Jedi Outcast 2.
I don't know.
You're going to be addicted to this. This is your kind of game.
I don't know.
Yes, it is. I know for you. I know you better than yourself.
I think I'm the first one with lightsabers.
You can get lightsabers in it.
Can you?
Yeah.
Yes.
You get like a kill streak, and then like you can become like a Jedi.
Yeah. So if you're doing really well, it rewards you by when you next die, you become a Jedi. But then there's only one on each team,
yeah.
So you can whiz around, kill loads of other
Jedi
people
that quick.
You can do
just in the space of like. Like 10 seconds.
It's like,
wow.
Left, it's like Left 4
like
Dead.
Training Luke's
and,
get
and the tank. Yeah. So the tank is the Jedi. So you're playing, and then if you do really well, it rewards you by being the tank, aka the Jedi, or otherwise known as the Jedi. Make sense?
Yeah, I think it'd be good, but not the Star Wars game I'd like.
It'd be amazing.
I think it'd be good. Really looking forward to it. I like Star Wars a lot.
Get the speed bike. Meow.
Hey, and whilst I was away, the Star Wars second trailer was out. We haven't talked about that. Paul, you and me haven't talked about that.
It's good. Chewie, we're home.
Thing
Chewie.
Is,
but he went a bit over the top though. Oh, it made me cry. Fucking grow a pair.
Who did?
Who?
Loads of people. Like,
oh yeah,
made
yeah.
me cry.
The Why? First one especially.
Why?
It's the Millennium Falcon.
I know, it's a bit where Chewie and Han turn up and they're just like
childhood memories.
The thing is,
gosh, Millennium Falcon spreading all over this fucking shirt. Yeah,
there's been three films since the original trilogy, and they were fucking terrible.
That's because George Lucas.
No, don't even try and argue. They were fucking shit.
George Lucas has got nothing to do with this.
I'm not
going to
argue. They were fucking awful.
He's going to have something to do with it.
He's got nothing to do.
He's got nothing to do with it. He's had. I think he's put some. I think what happened was when Disney bought it, they said. We're making more Star Wars films, and he said, "Okay, this is the story that I had for the three films afterwards."
Because
he
always in the air, bollocks.
Yeah, cheers, Lucas. Cheers, Lucas.
Mr. Lucas, we need to put Mickey Mouse in here somewhere. So if we could just go ahead and
basically,
do that.
This is a 60-year-old Luke Skywalker with lots of CGI effects going on around him, and no actual physical actors at all. Bye.
I've never seen George Lucas smile either. I've never seen him smile in interviews. It's constantly like this.
I bet he was smiling while he was fucking up the original
it's
trilogy.
Gonna really
special effects,
it's
going to
really big chin. It's going to really big chin. He talks about stuff.
I'm going to be controversial. I don't think the originals were
good. Oh, my God.
It's just not my sort of film. I've got to say, I think it's mainly because...
That's because you didn't grow up watching them.
I really like Empire.
Right, you're like,
that.
You're just... our target audience.
I don't
we're
think
have
I'm...
Hate mail,
I don't think I'm alone in thinking that Star...
Death threats.
That Star Wars is universally... like. I mean, Mark Hamill, he's a fantastic voice actor, but I don't know. I was drawn out the film because his acting is so fucking hammy in it.
Just going to make this clear as a disclaimer, any hate mail directed to Martin...
Please Edroyd. Just direct to me rather than the entire podcast. I think there are people out there that aren't that bothered by Star Wars.
Mostly girls.
And they don't listen to
a lot
podcast.
Of girls that don't like Star Wars. A lot of girls that don't like Star Wars.
Well, Susie can't watch them. Susie, no. I put on A New Hope when we were at university. I was like, we're in my dorm room, I was like, we're going to have a Star Wars evening. She was like,
going to
do it.
I like them.
But tried to do it. Susie fell asleep in 5 minutes. She was like, what's happening now?
I do like them, but...
Thanks, mine. Moving on.
Anyway, number 3 on the list. Robin, Catwoman, Nightwing, and Batgirl have all been confirmed for Batman Arkham Knight.
Is Batgirl on there?
Yeah, I know, but I've just added it
on. And you can switch characters on the fly.
Like Lego!
I don't think you can do that.
You can.
Yeah.
You can switch characters on the fly.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. You know when I said I don't watch any of the trailers?
Yeah, you actually turn the tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
No, so how do you guys know?
So it's what? So it's a bit like Grand Theft Auto.
I think, well, basically, you kind of. As far as I understand, you go in a mission with, or also a mission with like two of you, so Batman and Robin.
Right.
And you fight along next to each other, and you can just switch between those two
more
characters.
More like Marvel Alliance.
Because in the trailer, like you do see them both. So this wasn't confirmed in the trailer. Though. So have you read stuff that indicates this?
Yes.
What have you read? And where have you read it?
Well, I keep my sources close to my chest.
Cool. So, I'm your boss. And I need you to tell me. No, that's cool. I can't wait for this game.
It's going to be good.
Yeah. I didn't play the other ones, but
you
this
didn't.
One. No, because the first I just felt a bit slow. With
Arkham City is fantastic.
Arkham City
is better. But I watched this, and I was like, this is like a definite...
Arkham Asylum is so much more focused than Arcade City. Like, the story was better.
It is more focused than Arcade City. You're right.
Not Arcade City, Arkham City.
I know what you meant.
I think it's going to be a really...
We're not that focused, are we? So it is
we
probably,
are tonight.
It probably is
I think it's
going to
be a really good
Arcade
8 out of 10 game.
Oh, 9 out of 10.
9?
Maybe 10.
Yeah, 9.
Yeah.
8 or 9. But you know what I mean? Mid-8. It's like, it's still going to be a Batman game. I think it's...
I think, yeah, despite what they do... The fact that it's got vehicular combat could push it further.
Martin, I think you should review this.
Why?
Because you haven't reviewed anything in a while. Yeah, I think you should do this.
Comes out this month, is it, mate?
No, it's June.
It's because there's been a lot of long games coming out recently.
The Witcher.
I'm not trying to claim that I have less time than people, but...
You'll definitely get
it. I want to play it. I don't know if I want to buy it.
I want to see what they're... I've started to get to the point...
I've no doubt it's going to be a fantastic game, but I don't have 200 hours.
I'm at the point in my life where I need to justify buying games now. So I'm like, I need to know what it's like. I need to read some reviews. I've watched lots of videos on it. It looks really awesome. But I need that justification before I go and spend 45 minutes.
You say you need to figure out, can I invest my time into this
game? It's the time aspect for me.
But this, what's good is there's nothing else really coming out till
Batman.
Till Batman, but then, yeah, I suppose. But Batman, I could probably do in a... I'll cane that in a weekend. I might even... Oh, do you know what we could do? We could all just put in a tenner each, buy it, and then just whoosh round. Paul, you'll do it in one evening. I'll do it in a weekend.
It'll take me 2 weeks.
No, Batman. Sorry.
The Witcher.
Paul, you have to finish The Witcher in 2
You have to finish The Witcher in one evening. Can you do
it? 200 hour game. You can cram it in an hour.
Someone will speed run
it, though.
But that's it. Until Metal Gear Solid. My life revolves around Metal Gear Solid at the minute. That's my year. When I think of the year in my head, it kind of goes on this like elastic band. It's really weird. So we've got like Christmas round here, and then we've got a long wait till the summer. The summer holidays, even though they're 6 weeks, seem more stretched out in my mind than like 5 months here. But I think that's because when I was a kid, like 6 weeks just seemed like, you know, absolutely ages. And then everything revolves. I've got two big things going on this year in my head. I've got Christmas, Metal Gear Solid 5. That's in my head. I'm just like, those are big things.
Top things this
year. Yeah.
Christmas is great, yes, but Metal Gear Solid is better. I'm pointing to this. No one can see anything. Anyway, but Arkham Knight, yeah, should we move on?
Yep.
Yeah,
it's going to be amazing.
Next thing I'm going to talk about, I wrote Deus Ex Mankind Divided, but we've already spoke about that last time, so
just
I'm going
to
say
in case everyone else needs to know,
Oculus Rift has been slated for a Q1 2016 release.
I'm feeling really negative tonight, but we talk about PC this owners. Yeah. But it's also cool for a minority of PC owners, because I've heard rumours that the specs required to run it will be ridiculous.
What, really? It's essentially just a monitor on your head.
No. Trust me, they are saying that it needs some big specs on the computer to actually run virtual reality.
That's really weird, because when we went to EGX, the first time we had a go on it, they were running that game off a really crappy
That's true.
iMac.
Yeah, but that's the dev kit, isn't it? That's not the full... And that wasn't in HD. I'm assuming this is going to be an HD version of the Oculus Rift.
Yeah, possibly, yeah. And we didn't see
that
in
really
HD.
Pixelated and looked like... Let's be honest, it looked like arse, didn't it? The games we played on the Oculus Rift. It looked like arse.
Yeah.
Pixelated mess.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys are listening, but wow, the games we played were pretty bad.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, the first one we played, I don't think she even knew what she was doing.
No. You didn't play the second game I played.
So, what's your game about? I do not know. She was just so high, wasn't she?
Yeah.
She was just high on coke. Like,
I just want to create this Oculus Rift game.
So
no idea what we're doing. So
yeah, I do not know what I'm doing. I sent my assistant to get some coffee.
In fact, we came up with the name this morning before you sent one up. I think it's called Ragnarok. What is Ragnarok? I don't know what it is.
All I know is I came here to get fucked. I just know.
Wait. Did we quit the accent thing? Like,
yeah, but they're better accents than the Irish accent.
Especially Danish. I said on our predictions for E3 that I reckon virtual reality is going to be a big thing of E3.
I think you're probably right there.
Yeah. And I think the Oculus Rift will be there in its final form, potentially. And you'll be able to have a look around. So we'll definitely see it at EGX.
It's going to be a big thing
at
E3. I think it's going to be a big, big thing.
It'll be on the show floor. People will be able to go and have a look.
Yeah, on the show floor.
Yeah.
And Project Morpheus will be bigger.
That'll be the big thing. That'll be PlayStation's big thing, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we'll probably finally get a name on it as well.
And Vita 2, they reckon, might be in the pipeline, don't they? Another Vita. Yeah, fucking, what's the point? For God's sake. Give up with handheld Sony, just stop it.
Yeah, do you know what they should do? Re-release the Game Gear. That's what they should do. Greatest handheld on
the planet.
They
did, it was called the Vita.
I haven't taken enough steroids, I can't lift it anymore. So I try and lift Thor's hammer. Not worthy to lift it. They build houses with these, don't they?
Yeah, they do, actually. They fall apart really easily. And the last thing I wanted to talk about was Playtonic Games has announced Yooka-Laylee, which was on a Kickstarter. So this is a platformer in the spirit of Banjo-Kazooie, which has been made by people who worked on Banjo-Kazooie and Donkey Kong 64. They left Rare, and it is just Banjo-Kazooie, but with a different skin, pretty much.
Exactly. Yeah. What can we say? It's the exact same music.
But what these guys have done is they've answered, you know, all the fans want a new Banjo-Kazooie game.
So just for years they've been doing
it. They can't do it. They can't do it.
So these guys are just like, all right, we'll just do our own thing. We made it. We can't bring Rare with us. We don't have the rights to make those characters. Why don't we just do our own characters?
Which is exactly what...
Even the style of the font and the way logo is identical to the Banjo.
That's what I'm hoping Hideo Kojima and Guillermo del Toro do with their horror game. I hope they make that horror game, but...
That's completely cancelled.
I know, they say that because they probably have to, because it's Silent Hills at the moment. Mm. But I'm hoping they still make it and just...
They make a horror game.
Make a horror game of some kind. Because PT had nothing to do with Silent Hill.
It'd be interesting to see, maybe when all the dust has settled, it'd be interesting to find out a bit more about Hideo Kojima and Konami and why it all just kind of went.
I don't think we'll ever find out, to be honest.
I don't know. Maybe in the future it might do. But
do you reckon he might get snapped up by another company, another Japanese company, or do you think he'll start his own?
He's certainly got the resources and money to start his own.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I really don't know. I could imagine lots of people going to him. Sony are probably like, you can come and do whatever you want to with us. Yeah. We will give you any job you want. Come and work for us. We will pay you infinite amount of money. If he went and worked for someone, I can see it only being Sony that he'd go to.
Imagine he went to Capcom and made a Resident Evil game.
Whoa. Not cool, man. Not cool. Well, then again, he'd probably do that really, really good justice, actually.
Although it would be way too action-oriented.
Imagine if you went to Sega. I'm making a new Sega console. And Shenmue 3 is going to be an exclusive.
Yeah.
My shit. Everyone would want to buy that one. Fucking hell. But yeah, so it was on Kickstarter. It absolutely smashed its pledge. And the last time I looked, it was on about 1.2, 1.3 million.
Nice. So I need to look at this. I haven't actually looked at
it. Everyone wants to...
Is it like a crocodile type character?
No, it's a gecko.
And green thing and a...
it's not exactly the same because
it's like a big middle finger, really, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is. It's like you won't make our game, so we're going to make it pretty much the same, but change a few things.
Well, I think it's like the Titanfall, because the guys that made Titanfall all left Infinity Ward. Because they were like, we want to put mechs in it, and they were like, no, and they're like, all right, we left, made Titanfall, made a shitload of money. And I think we'll see some good Titanfall 2 at E3.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, looking forward to some Titanfall 2. Well, that's the news done. Boom. Any more news we missed? I think we probably missed lots of things.
Yeah, we missed loads. I'm sure.
Yeah, I'll knock out for a volley.
Go on.
You
ready?
Here.
Go. Way! We're going to pause there for a second. We're going to pause there for a second, and we'll be right back after this. Hello and welcome back to the Arcade City podcast. We'd had a bit of a chat about the news.
We've done
and,
the news.
We're going to talk about releases now. God, that's not very nice. We're going to talk about some upcoming releases. So there isn't really much coming out over the next couple of weeks. I wrote down a couple of things. These are the main ones, really. Final Fantasy X-2 HD is coming out on the PlayStation 4. That's May the 12th. And the obvious one is The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt. PS4, Xbox One, May the 19th. So I think The Witcher will be my game to tie me over for... till Metal Gear Solid, really. Yeah, yes, sorry. So I think I'm going to get the Witcher. I think I'm going to do it.
Yeah, it's going.
I'm going to get it.
You're going to do it.
I'm going
to
get it.
I started this.
They said to play.
I started Arcade City to play video games, and I don't really feel like I've enjoyed any video games since. So
Shadow Mordor, you like?
Yeah, I did, but I kind of felt like I had to rush it because I borrowed it off you. So I was like,
"Did you
must finish quickly?"
At the beginning of this venture, he promised to buy us games.
Yeah,
you.
I remember
eventually.
That.
Eventually,
you sat me down.
Hey,
well, you start doing stuff. I'll get you games.
Mate, you're an estate agent. You just saw through that. Final Fantasy X and X-2 HD.
Just another remake.
No interest.
No.
If it's as bad as Type 0,
Glenn will be the only person that buys that.
I've got it on Vita. Started playing through 10 again. I finished it when I was in college.
10's the only one I played.
It's just not my thing.
Didn't like it at all.
No, not my thing as well.
Witcher 3 Wild Hunt, reportedly 200 hours long.
I would love to play it.
Do you think the main campaign isn't going to be 200 hours long?
It'd be about 25, 30
hours.
I can't
commit.
Yeah. They smash it in a book day.
I had the second one. I've quite enjoyed it, but then you get to a point where it becomes a bit like Assassin's Creed. You have like 80 missions, and you're like,
"What's that,
sorry? What, Witcher 3?
No,
Witcher 2. Sorry, oh, right, yeah.
You have like 80 missions at once, and you've got this great big list down the side. It's like, kill this person, do this, go and see this person, eat this sort of.
Do you find Elder Scrolls gets like that sometimes? I remember playing Skyrim, and I think I had something on there for about 100 hours. And it was like, do you know what? I'm just going to go and do this. And I was so powerful by the time I got there. This bloke was like, aah! Came running towards me. I think he hit me and died. Like, my armour had like spikes on it. So he's just like, I was like, what the hell just happened? yeah. Sorry, that's my Skyrim story.
That's a good Skyrim story.
Yeah, I fucking love that game.
I think it's a game.
Yeah, it is a game.
I know it sounds bad that I'll pick up at Christmas when I actually have time off and can just spend like, each evening, but then also have some proper solid sessions on
it.
A bit like GTA, but GTA's nowhere near as long as Witcher 3.
Yeah, totally get where you're coming from on that. What do you reckon, Warwick? Gonna get on Xbox One?
I'm
just sort of reiterating the fact that you don't have a PS4.
People know this. These are loyal listeners and viewers. Now
my Xbox
they follow
one,
us and they know everything about my
life. Loyal list.
Yeah, but when are you gonna get your second, third Xbox?
I'm not.
You will.
Something will come out for it, and you will.
Well, I did see an advert for Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Oh, he's gonna do it!
I'm just gonna wait.
Sweepstakes. I've got November.
I'll wait for the PS4 version.
Too fair.
To come out. It's gonna be better on the PS4.
Even though I've got it on Xbox One, I think I'm just gonna wait for it to come out on
PS4.
Yeah.
You guys are Sony. How much are they?
You say that.
How much are they paying?
I got an Xbox first.
Hey,
before a PS4.
That's true. And you did. Yeah. You did too.
And the only game that I wanted is the only game that I would have kept it for, we've been told apparently is absolute dog shit, so there's no
what?
Point.
What's that?
Quantum Break.
Halo 5.
This is crap, isn't it? So.
Looking forward to. No, I'm not really
looking forward to giving that game a bad review.
He's already written it.
What are we playing at the minute? I haven't really been playing anything, unfortunately.
Take your Game Boy to.
I took my 3DS. Nintendo 3DS. I started playing Majora's Mask on the plane.
Right.
Then I fell asleep. And then I started reading some books. And I just read books the entire trip.
Oh, really?
We were so busy, I hardly had time to do anything. So I haven't touched it since on the flight, on the way there. I haven't touched it. But I do have Majora's Mask. I do want to play through that. I also downloaded, to play on my Vita, Castlevania, Symphony of the Night, to see what all the fuss was about. My God, that game is shit.
It's hard. It's too hard.
It's fucking awful.
I mean, it's awful. It's
so
really
slow.
Hard.
I was like, is there a run button? Like, he's just like walking from one end of the screen to the other, like that. And then you jump, and he's like, and then you've got like one swipe. It's like, like that. And then I got really far and died. And then I had to do the whole thing again. I was like, fuck this.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I don't want this kind of game when I'm stressy enough about flying. Because I don't fly very well. I did get quite anxious. But anyway, so, yeah, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
Sorry, man.
That's WTF.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I've been playing, or not playing at the minute. Warwick, what have you been playing?
Three games. When I say playing, okay. So, obviously, Final Fantasy.
Microsoft Word is not Type Zero.
And I played a whole 5 minutes of that turd.
You weren't a fan. You weren't a fan, were you?
I was nowhere near a fan. Oh my god. I know it was obviously a remaster or whatever, but oh my god. Why did they. People like scream for games like Banjo-Kazooie and art to be remade. Who was screaming for this game to be remade? Who was going, you need to remake this game? Oh, 5 minutes. Haven't touched it since. I tell you what else I've been playing. Goat Simulator. And I've played more of that.
It's fucking good, that's why.
Yeah. There's a zombie mode or something coming out for that.
Is there?
DayZ-inspired. Yeah. Goat Z, I don't know.
Yeah. Something like that. I caught a bit of it yesterday, but I haven't had time to look over
and
it.
When you say it, I thought Goat Simulator was also turd, but slightly addictive.
There you go.
Goats are the most awesome creatures in the world. Yeah.
And also, I played Ori and the Forest.
Oh, thing. The Blind.
Yeah.
Ori in the Forest.
Do you like that? Burry was playing.
That was really, really, really good. Played from just constant from start to finish.
Oh, you finished it?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't break. Oh. You just played it all the way
through. It didn't break, yeah. But obviously, I went to sleep and woke up.
Apparently, it's hard. Is it quite tough in places? No. Really?
I didn't think so. But
well, this is you we're talking about. Personally, I prevented DuckTales jumping on the. New.
Well, I think you've broken the game. It's score just going like that. they need to hire you to like break their games.
I like Nighthawk.
It's great,
really good.
It's a great game, isn't it? I was playing it with who was I playing it with? I was playing it with someone really inconspicuous today. I can't remember who it was. Someone who just would not play it, but I put it on and I was like, have a look at this, and they were just absolutely loving it. Who was it?
No idea.
Can't remember. Someone came over and we were playing it, and then they were really enjoying it.
So,
if you remember who you are, tweet me. Yeah, I can't remember who it was. I've got one person tweet me.
I'm the biggest fan. Go, Matt. Yay.
Martin, what have you been playing?
I picked up Sleeping Dogs.
Oh, did you?
Definitive Edition. Yeah.
Is it, the fighting in it's pretty funny, I've seen.
It is.
It's a bit like
it's not the best remaster in the world. I found it is. I liked it.
Mm.
It was like just
you finished
a,
it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It took a load of stuff from other games and did it not quite as well. But it was like good enough to be pretty enjoyable.
Yeah.
Like fighting was sort of based-ish on Arkham style, but not as good. I gotta say, I thought the shooting mechanic was pretty piss poor.
Really?
You can't aim. You can't aim, really. But it was still okay, and the cover mechanic was very basic.
Right.
Driving was very interesting.
What did you get it on, the PS4?
Yeah. But I really enjoyed it. You know, it was a good game, just lasting sort of 30, 40 hours.
That's good.
Did
you try anything in? Or?
No, I just got it on Amazon.
Nice. That's good.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I did enjoy it. I don't know what's going to be next. Probably, I was thinking maybe Metro.
Ooh.
The
Redux.
Yeah. I just want to play through some sort of
shooter.
Yeah, shooter. Again, nothing too long and kind of cheap as well.
I just want to play through another Skyrim or another Fallout.
Yeah, I want another Fallout.
I want my Fallout.
I want Fallout to come because I haven't played one yet.
You haven't played one yet, just pick up Fallout 3.
No, but he hasn't got any. I
sold my Xbox 360.
Don't pick up Vegas though, because that game is buggy as fuck.
It wasn't. Sorry, I thought you were going to say it was shit. Automatically, don't agree. It was quite buggy. Yeah.
Sleeping Dogs was not buggy, but the camera was so bad, it felt like it was being buggy at times, actually. That's why. I don't know what. Did you play Sleeping Dogs on?
I played on the Xbox 360, yeah.
Did you find the camera was just abysmal
really
at times?
I remember enjoying it, but it's one of those games, a bit like a popcorn film. You enjoy it while you're watching it, and then when you come out of the cinema, you've kind of forgotten about it.
Yeah.
A bit like the Avengers 2.
You really didn't like it, did you?
No, I didn't. I thought it was fucking shit.
Said the guy wearing an Iron Man
t-shirt. You thought it was genuinely really bad?
I really hated it.
Fucking hell.
Captain America 3 sounds like it's all automatically going to be much better, to be honest. By Whedon.
Wow.
So this
is the second person to just, go against our fan base.
Yeah, the Avengers. It was
too much stuff crammed into
it. I don't think it.
There was a lot going on.
It was a mess. It was all over the place.
Spoilers. Let's just give a bit of a spoiler warning if you haven't seen Avengers.
Spoilers!
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 I liked the bit where the Hulk had sex with Black Widow and ripped her in half with his big green dick.
Oh, you know what?
I remember that bit.
What? Did I miss something?
Is that the alternative version where she says, oh, we should have taken a shower together?
That's the point.
Like, oh, no, we can't. Tell you a new one.
It did come a bit out of nowhere, that relationship, I've got to say.
It didn't work for me at all.
I thought that was quite forced.
Yes.
It didn't work. There was no chemistry at all. In fact, her character seems to be written to revolve around the film she's in. She's been in four Marvel Cinematic Universe films now, and she's different in every single one.
Yeah, character's not consistent.
Her character is not consistent at all. Yeah, and okay, she's an assassin, but...
That's fair.
I don't know. I just think it was written to be a 3.5 hour long film, and they cut an hour out of it.
Well, he wanted so much more, but Marvel. The reason he's not doing the third one is because Marvel was so they were just at each other's throats apparently for most of the production, and he was like, "I want this, I want this," and Marvel were like, "Nope, you're not having that, you're not having that," and he was like, "You gave me so much rain on the first one, I made you so much money. Why can't you let me do the same?" And they were just like, "Nope, sorry, this is what we want, this is what we want," and he was just like, in the end, he was just like,
"You can tell it was cut to shit."
Yeah.
The thing is, why write a film 3.5 hours long knowing it's not going to be that long at the cinema?
I don't want to talk about it for too much longer, but you're right. I think you've got some valid points. When you say that you hated it, there were elements of it that just... Like the whole Thor thing when he went off. There's a lot more to it.
Made no sense, that scene at all. It's like, what's
Marvel
he saying?
Marvel were like, no, you're cutting that out. And he was just like...
Well, we're showing it at all then, just having it in there.
Yeah.
Because there's a bit where he says, oh, I won't be affected by this vision, and then he does get affected by it, but it's like, well, if you're not going to show much of it, just have him saying, I'm not going to get affected by this vision, and then don't let him get affected by the vision.
There was the other bit as well, where apparently, at the end, you know when he says, oh, this is the new Avengers, and you see all the new characters, he said that he was supposed to have Captain Marvel, the female, she was meant to be there in it, but just no explanation. So it was just like, they were all meant to look at him and be like, who are you? And then it was just credits. I thought that would be fucking hilarious. But there were some pretty good... It's nice. I like Joss Whedon's humour.
I didn't think there were any standout moments like the first film. No Hulk taking down the big flying thing.
Hulkbuster fight.
That was a good scene.
I quite like that.
It was good.
Gonna sleep.
Sorry. They've shown so much of it before the film that by the time you watch it...
I think they should have held that back.
They should have done.
That would have been...
Definitely.
Imagine not knowing that scene was in there.
Yeah. And it just happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would have been...
I'm guessing that's what's going to spark the whole Civil War thing, was that fight.
Yeah, maybe.
The Hero Registration Act thing that they have to do.
Yeah, possibly. Anyway, let's move on, because this is not an Avengers podcast. What are we working on for the site?
I don't know if I'm playing it, you bastard.
Hopefully. Oh, sorry, I beg your pardon. What are you playing, Paul?
Doesn't matter, does it?
What are you playing, Paul? Sorry.
Wolfenstein The Old Blood.
Oh, yeah, you were saying. So this is a remake of the first Wolfenstein.
It's a prequel to Wolfenstein The New Order.
So do you fight the Fuhrer at the end?
The what?
The Fuhrer. Fuhrer? Am I saying that wrong?
Fuhrer,
that's all.
I don't know. Fuller. It's basically a remake of Return to Castle Wolfenstein, the one that came out on the PC and the Xbox.
Okay.
Except the castle's much bigger.
Not Wolfenstein 3D.
Well, that was a remake of Wolfenstein 3D. So it's a remake of a remake of a remake.
You are true, sir. This is true.
And you can actually go and play the original Wolfenstein as well.
Like, oh, that's
the,
cool.
The pixelated one. But you have... your actual gun, so your gun is rendered in HD and then the rest of the background is all pixelated. Yeah, fun.
Are you playing anything else?
No,
just that.
Still haven't finished Bloodborne, still on the final boss.
Speaking of Bloodborne, we're going to move on to what we're doing for the site. We do have a Bloodborne review to go up. It's
been a hiatus.
Every time I speak to Barry, he says, "Yeah, I'll finish it tonight."
We finished it 2 weeks ago.
Well,
I thought he did, and then I messaged him saying, "Is it ready?" He said, "No." Well, I don't know if he even did reply.
Well, he said, this is 3 weeks ago when he came to run the marathon, he'd finished it, or he said he'd finished it, and we were going to record the video review. No, he hasn't. So,
I'll check on the Google link.
Because it is up there. I was going to message you and say, you can start having a look through, because it is on there, but it's not finished.
It's not finished.
So, I'm sure eventually we'll get around to putting that on. Maybe this side of Christmas.
So am I reviewing Batman? Has that been decided this evening?
Yeah, you might as well.
Okay.
You're going to buy it?
But yeah.
Yeah, you can review it. That's fine.
I'll give it an 8 out of 10. I know already. No.
9 out of 10.
No, to be fair, I imagine it will be a 9.
Yeah.
But, like, you're not getting... I think this will be a good end for Rocksteady and Batman. You know, I don't think they can do anything beyond this. I'd like to see them do something else.
Yeah, I think that's probably that's fair. Question time. Our question comes from Michael in Dublin. Did you meet Michael when you went to Dublin?
I did, actually. He's a good guy.
yeah,
we had a good... Guinness, so
good
chin I watched.
Can we talk about this guy without doing it in an Irish accent? Is it possible to happen?
I was just about to.
Is it possible
to
talk about an ethnicity?
Michael's question is, this may come off a bit sexist, but who are the top five hottest girls in video games?
I'm assuming he means
characters.
Lara Croft.
Probably. We're a bunch of boys. We can still...
New Lara Croft, not the old one.
Yeah, new one.
New Lara Croft is pretty hot. Although she's probably covered in scars. She's probably covered in scars now.
Bayonetta.
Yeah, Bayonetta.
Whoa, Bayonetta. She's my first. Yeah.
No.
Somebody hot.
No.
Somebody, Bayonetta. Come on.
Jill Valentine. The original Jill Valentine.
Tiffa
Lockhart.
Yes.
You've got to smash the Final Fantasy characters out, haven't you?
No, but I'm just saying her.
I'm sure if Glenn was here, saying all sorts of... Tsuzumi Dina Kanetu.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's one. And Posami Ojohawayana.
No.
Just trying to make up Japanese names here.
Yeah.
And the only other Final Fantasy one.
That's right.
Yeah, Final Fantasy 10, Yuna. Final Fantasy
10. No, you can't have... Yeah. We can't have... I'm making up a new rule. We can't have Final Fantasy people.
No, you can't. I'm not...
Jill Valentine.
I'm not sitting in any less than Tifa Lockhart.
That one wants some Dead or Alive. One of the girls is...
Dead or Alive?
No,
yeah.
Joe, you can't... No, fighting games. Oh, they've all got really nice boobs, haven't they?
Very bad. Physics too. Especially, yeah, when they changed them. And
Sniper Wolf from Metal Gear Solid. Meryl from Metal Gear? Is she right?
What about Cortana?
The Microsoft personal assistant.
Yeah, that would be Barry's top choice. Cortana. okay. I think we've pretty much picked five there.
Have we?
I think we've picked about 10, actually.
Yeah.
We probably have.
Well, you picked a whole team. Yeah, you picked a game.
Make said game. Make it one big game of all these hot female characters like Martin's idea.
I quite like these top five things. They're pretty
Avengers
cool.
game.
Hot. Women.
Say what? Your Avengers game mode. Sounds better than the shit sequel that you came
up with. Paul, it's not that bad.
Right, so this is something, because with each Avengers, they have a big battle scene,
and it was exactly this is my right next time.
They have a formula.
If you're thinking,
why
of paying to go and watch the Age of Ultron again? Sit down, watch the original on Blu-ray or DVD, and just imagine that Loki is Ultron.
You will get.
Exactly
Blu-ray
the same
when
film.
It comes out, though.
Of course.
Yeah.
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 Honestly, I want to see the extended version of it. See
I would love to see a director's cut. I don't think it will happen because I don't think Marvel will do it.
I think they would originally. They'll release it like a year after the original release because they'll want to milk it, won't they?
It's good that Joss Whedon's leaving. Apparently, there's talk of him going over to DC. That'd be interesting.
Hopefully, he can come in and rescue the fucking turd that Dawn of Justice looks.
Yeah.
Someone, I heard on a podcast, someone compared it to like an Injustice game. And I think it's spot on.
Yeah,
the dialogue
is.
Was fucking dreadful. Yeah. The cinematography looked ridiculous.
It does look crap, I have to say.
What are they doing?
The cinematography.
And I think Ben Affleck controversially could have been a good Batman.
I don't think he's the problem.
I think it's the tone they're going for, and they're just forcing it together because DC are like, need Avengers.
Honestly, it's
not going to work because the Avengers work because there was so much build up towards it, like all the characters and their own films.
DC fucked around with all their rights for ages.
Yeah.
When I saw it, I didn't think it was real. I thought it was a fan made trailer.
Really?
I honestly didn't think
they
would have shot it.
What they should have done is they should have done a Justice League film where Arrow and the Flash maybe build up towards it, where at least two of the characters are.
Thing as well. They don't cross over there. What Marvel gets right is that the Shield and Daredevil cross the MCU, the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Mm. They could have already prepped, as you say, Arrow ready to go. They could have had the Flash ready to go. You know, but for whatever reason, they're just like no.
Yeah, I watched Daredevil, Paul.
Did you watch all of it?
Yeah, I really like it.
Yeah,
it's worth it.
It's worth
watch.
Right, well, that pretty much wraps the podcast. I think we've spoken more about
films
than we have about video games this week. But thank you for listening. Remember to like and subscribe. The podcast goes live every other Friday on iTunes and
Podomatic.
good. You get and YouTube. It's good.
And you can and get YouTube, it on an app called Podcast Republic. We're not sponsored by them, but it's just something I have.
Nice. Okay,
and it's brand. Good. And yeah. Pocket Cast, that's another good one. Nice. Basically, if you have an Android phone, you'll be able to find it as well.
Are they free?
Yeah. Pocket Cast is another thing you've got to pay.
Is there one that's free?
Yeah. Then Podcast Republic.
Glenn has no
we are on there.
Excuse for not listening to our podcast.
Apart from the fact that he doesn't.
What's, yes. What's his word going to
yeah.
be?
Yeah.
Samson.
Should we have Samson? Okay. Oh yeah, it's just on the microphone. Okay, yeah. Samson is your
did you know that 8th of May, also known as tomorrow, is Victory in Europe Day? Thanks Google Calendar.
I did know it was tomorrow. Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
It's in my diary.
I don't believe you.
It's, my Google
it's written in my diary.
Is it?
Well, the diary I've got was given to me by a bank, and every day it's got every something. Day it says something specific about the day. Yeah. So yeah, VE Day was on for tomorrow. And I saw it on TV. The other day.
Kurt Russell's birthday.
you can tweet us at Arcade City UK. Facebook is facebook.com/ArcadeCityUK. YouTube is youtube.com/ArcadeCityUK. Twitch is Arcade_City. And you can email us, as always, just like Michael did, at podcast@arcade-city.com. So we're going to say goodbye and play some Doom.
Yep.
Bye.
Cheerio, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.